And now, the story of another inmate, a former inmate named Juan Echeverria. During his 15 years inside several prisons, he took classes and even started an HIV education program. But once Juan got out, finding work was hard, until he got a job helping men and women facing the same struggles as him. He came to our studio to tell us what we don't know about former inmates.
My name is Juan Echeverria, and I am a contract coach for Exodus Transitional Community. When brothers and sisters come home from prison, I meet with them to assist them with meeting needs for housing, for employment, for mental health, substance abuse. It feels good to be able to help the next person get to that next place, you know, especially when a person is homeless, and being able to connect them dots for them and get them someplace is a good feeling. The abilities of ex-offenders and the skills, the intellect of many ex-offenders, pretty outstanding. What a lot of people don't know is that ex-offenders can be as ethical in a workplace as anyone else. And employment with ex-offenders is the number one priority. So when they're overlooked, even though they have pages of skills, it's very hard on them to have to take a dishwashing job. And what happens is that right there is what reverts back to more criminality. It's like you would need at least three incomes to be able to live. I have come across people who are actually nurses and they cannot get back. Trying to get back, so now they have to go and do babysitting. So that is very hard on a lot of ex-offenders. And one thing that I've noticed that ex-offenders are not noticing is that everybody is going through the same struggles. You know, not just ex-offenders, not just minorities, but I'm speaking about like even middle-class white women. They're having to live with two or three roommates just to get by. But from appearance, when you see them, you would think they're well off. So when I've noticed that, is now I got the message to come back to the ex-offenders that, listen, hold on, wait a minute. It's not just you. So if everyone else is going through it, that means you have to work that much harder to make sure that you can come out of that. You know, and that's one thing they don't notice, because they get the me against the world type attitude and they feel like they're targeted. Then now they put more effort. Because it's like, okay, it's not just against me. It's everyone else that's going through the same things. I can do it too.
Juan Echeverria works at the Exodus Transitional Community in New York City.